Yeah, I mean, we were never out of it. Kept fighting back. You know, it was a good battle. I think, you know, kind of sucks we're on the wrong end of it finishing off, but I think we can learn some stuff from that going into the next game.
What's the biggest challenge they present as a whole?
I think they're such a veteran team, and, you know, that playoff run can, you know, you learn so much from that and how to win games, and whether you're holding the lead or coming back, and it's just a lot of experience for those guys that definitely shows.
Is that one of those measuring stick sort of games, these next couple against, you know, the team that is, you know, defending champions and are really running away with things this year?
I mean, not so much. I mean, coming right off the break, so it's, I mean, these games are always a little different. But, you know, they're first in our conference and or in our central. So, I mean, these are big points for us, and, you know, I don't think anybody needs help getting up for these games.
The game right before the break, partway through, it sort of got away from you guys. This time you guys stayed all the way through and fought all the way back. Can you take a little bit more from this one than that?
Yeah, I mean, just testament to the guys. You know, we were down one or two, you know, we stuck with it, and, you know, even the 6-on-5 goal is, you know, that was pretty big for us. I don't think we have too many of those this year, so yeah, I mean, it was good job to get 1 point, I guess you could say.
And the goal against there, pardon me, the overtime one, it looked to me like you would have been the guy that was open if that play got made, but what needs to happen?
Which one is that?
The game winner. It looked like, I think, you would have been Mark's option if you didn't make that pass.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to see what Mark's seeing there, and you know, what he saw with Josh over there, too. So, I mean, it's tough to say.